When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score. We, of course, broadcast from The Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to everyone that got us up and running on Twitter this morning. I saw Connor O'Donnell here at one point. Who am I missing? And Brian Gertz. Brian, thank you. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, December 3rd.
And thank you to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
That's what Dustin was praying this morning. And thank you to our guy, Brandon Fryer, for his great work, as always.
So in retrospect, could we have done better? Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
You think?
At least we've acknowledged man. It. Hey, we've got Marshall Harris here. And it's a Layla Tuesday. And that's it, right? That's it? There's no one else.
No, right? There's more.
What?
We are a three-headed monster on a Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. I did see Dan in the hallway.
At the end of the day, honestly, I don't really give a damn.
Wow. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Frankly, my dear.
Now, David, you were at the press conference yesterday.
Yes, I was.
So this is really interesting because we were listening without the visual.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And when I went back and watched, boy, optics matter, man.
They do matter. And I think that if you're talking about Ryan Poles, I could not agree more. I, number one, felt like he looked as defeated as he sounded. And it was just one of those things that left an impression. And it was the wrong type of impression to leave.
And to me, it was the power dynamic that was so in evidence, too. And that's why I thought Jason Leisure did a really good job drilling down on it. That you have – Ryan Poles is nominally in charge, final say, all this. And it looked like – if you look at the picture on the front page of the Tribune, it looked like a parent-teacher conference. It looked like he's sitting there and the teacher's like, look, your son's messing up. And the dad is there like, look, he's going to be fine. Kids mess up. I love him dearly. Give him a chance. You know, you've got one guy dressed for either, you know, a bank board meeting and another guy dressed for golf. And the optics were just very, the optics of the power dynamic were very telling, regardless of what they said.
Well, that lends to what you just said. When you see how they're dressed, it lends to the visual of this guy's in charge, this other guy was tasked an assignment and didn't do very well with that assignment.
Exactly.
Can we do a thought exercise?
Go ahead.
Visualize, everyone. If they had both been in suits, how would you feel about the press conference?
Well, differently, maybe.
Differently. I mean, differently.
What if they were both in blazers and jeans?
Match them up.
What if they were both in white blazers?
They both need to be dressed equally.
Bowles was morose, okay? He was kind of, he looked
meek.
Dour. He just the general kind of look of the man was different than the other guy.
And to pair it up with the lofty stuff, that everything's so damn grandiose with Warren. Here is our time to be vibrant. It's like, this isn't Hooterville. This isn't Podunk.
Did you hear the word we came up with?
Run your football team.
Biggsy thought that he had a filibuster because he went 8 minutes.
Yes, he definitely did.
And he thought there was a lot of bluster. So we named it the filibuster.
Ooh.
I like that.
You love combinations of words.
Yes, I do. Yes. The filibuster.
But you know what?
Quality.
Why all this stood out is because they, and this is their own fault, but it stood out because it was only for 20 minutes. So the 8 minute monologue stood out because it was half of the time that was allotted for questions. The more transparent you want to be, you'd control that. So this wasn't a 71-minute press conference to end the season or to address something you've never done before in your history. This was 10 minutes of questions, and then they abruptly cut things off, which implies, you're right, Dan, the optics are they had everything to hide, and they're trying to do that. And that was a bad decision.
You're right. And you guys talk about the advertisement of this is going to be the best open coaching job in the NFL. Right now, sure. Right now. But when you consider things like this, things like letting your head coach speak for no reason on Friday. None. Like, I don't care how you couch it and how you want to explain it. There was no reason for that. Delay it. We already know something's afoot. Your whole damn season just got flushed down the toilet. It's okay to take 2 hours and not do that to that man.
I was so disappointed in what we're now calling the filibuster because it reminded me of something very specific. I don't know if you guys remember when Big Ten Media Days happened and they canceled Northwestern's players from going to it after the Fitzgerald scandal.
Mm-hmm.
David Braun gets up there and everybody has, you know, they make an introductory statement and then they take questions. He ran out the clock. No questions. And that's what it reminded me of. I was like, oh, they're running out the clock. And for us to finally get to hear at a time of a coaching change.
But there's no clock.
There was a clock. There was a 20-minute clock.
There's no clock.
Apparently.
That was self-imposed. They could have, look, and I use this, an overused this reference, but when the Cubs ended their season.
Yep.
Disappointing fashion after they won, it was 2017, 2018, 2019, pick a year. When Theo Epstein was there, it was like, okay, guys, I'm going to be here until you run out of questions. And 71 minutes later, everybody left fairly satisfied with everything that had been covered. He had nothing to hide, despite the fact that he was talking about something very disappointing.
Culturally, though, don't you think that's part of how baseball tends to operate? Like, for me, you know,
the thing
you do the next day is you go back and you want to talk to somebody, or like the closer will talk if he blew a save, or then the next day you talk to that person. I feel like there's more of a discussion element when it comes to baseball.
No, but moments like this matter. And when Andy Reid was fired, when I was in Philadelphia when that happened, moments matter. You have to make yourself available because you've been in hiding. It's not like you're available all the time. You're available once or twice a season. And then at the end of the season, in the off season, you need to make sure that. Did you guys hear where like the Trace? You were there, so yeah. Trace Armstrong question comes out, couldn't quite get through, and then we never got an answer on Trace Armstrong because they had run the clock out to such a point where there was only 8 minutes left after both those guys talked.
Yeah, 12 minutes of talking after you fire your head coach midseason for the first time in team history. Come on, man.
We're
all adults here, and so is your president. He did a fine job yesterday. We can all keep talking.
It's just important, I think, too, not necessarily to please us or to please the fans, but you're sending a message to the league about your business, about your organization, about your house. And I think when you continue to have any sort of murky management chain or power dynamic. It just reinforces the usual trepidation around a Bears job.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And the whole idea of hiring Kevin Warren was to end that. The point, we finally have a football president. This is something, again, we've never done this before. We never had a president who was, you know, outside of the family. And now you do, but you're not taking full advantage of the opportunity to send the message to the league that you want out there that it's not Bears business as usual, when in fact, everything you're doing says that it is.
What have ye today?
Well, we've got a lot today. The most important thing that we're doing is here on Giving Tuesday, we are going to be raising money for the kids at Camp One Step to help provide camperships for pediatric cancer patients, survivors, and their families. And we're going to do this via text and via the web. We did unlock the $25,000 match for the Marks Family Foundation. So the goal today is to end up with $50,000 via our efforts here at the Score. So that's the most important thing we're doing. And we are going to be talking Bears. We are going to be talking to Patrick Manley. We'll be talking to TJ Edwards. And we'll be talking to Tim Jenkins.
Have a great show.
The message to the league that you want out there that it's not Bears business as usual, when in fact, everything you're doing says that it is.
What have ye today?
Well, we've got a lot today. The most important thing that we're doing is here on Giving Tuesday, we are going to be raising money for the kids at Camp One Step to help provide camperships for pediatric cancer patients, survivors, and their families. And we're going to do this via text and via the web. We did unlock the $25,000 match for the Marks Family Foundation. So the goal today is to end up with $50,000 via our efforts here at the Score. So that's the most important thing we're doing. And we are going to be talking Bears. We are going to be talking to Patrick Manley. We'll be talking to TJ Edwards, and we'll be talking to Tim Jenkins.
Have a great show.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.